This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight, Lord, we are ever so grateful and thankful for you, precious Father, for sending grace, mercy, and love upon our lives. We're ever so grateful, precious Father, that we're on top of the ground got on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here this night. Lord, invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, precious Father, may you have me behind Calvary's cross. Lord, this is the clay. Use me, Father, now for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Here tonight, we bind up every technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Thank you for your people, Father God, prepare their hearts to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God rest upon the word of God. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for those that will be tuned in a later date. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we thank in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for saving lives. Hallelujah, for saving souls, for the kingdom of God may grow. From this day, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow. Hallelujah, with Prophetess Lisa Tebow coming to you tonight in the name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 1, we'll read verse 3 through 7. In the word of God, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, in the word of God reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us, for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. Also in the book of Psalms, 34, verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. We thank God tonight for this opportunity to bring forth the word of God to you and all those that are listening tonight. We thank God through the use of the internet that we are preaching and teaching on a local level, but we are reaching on a global level. And so we give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for making, for opening up this door to us. I also want to give a shout out to Apostle Jay out of Houston, Texas, and her husband that's doing a fine work out there. We thank God for her allowing us to be part of the staff, part of the those that are, hallelujah, that she brings on her radio show to bring forth. And so we thank God for blessing, for her blessing us, and we in turn go pray and ask God to continue to bless her and her husband and her family for the tremendous work that they're doing in the Houston, Texas, and surrounding communities. Just for these next few minutes, if I may ask you to pray with us and for us, I want to talk about when trouble comes, stay anchored in the Lord. When trouble comes, stay anchored in the Lord. And believe you me, brothers and sisters of Christ, if trouble haven't hit your house yet, just keep living, because it will. As a believer of Christ, a child of God, trouble will come. In the book of Job, it talks about a man born, hallelujah, and a man born here on earth will be filled with trouble. His days and lives will be filled with trouble, because trouble is a way that God uses to our faith, to mature us in our faith in Him. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Here the Apostle Paul is giving the church of Ephesians some spiritual advice and wisdom. He says now that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, we are living in a time and a spiritual season that when we look around, we see there's trouble all around us. There's trouble in the White House, especially during this time of presidential election time. There's trouble at your house as well as mine. And the truth be told, there's trouble even in the church house. But we as believers of Christ, we have to stay steadfast, unmovable in the works of the Lord. So when trouble comes your way, as a child of God, stay anchored in the Lord, in His word, and in your relationship with Him. You see, it is important to always remember and also to be reminded as Christians for us to be well anchored in genuine faith. We must be steadfast. We must be committed to what and who God have called us to be. So believers of Christ, part of one's Christian witness is the way that we guide people to safety and security and salvation in Christ. That's why it's very important for us to be about our Father's business, for us to be tied up tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God. Bible says that many are the affliction of the righteous, but God deliver us from all of them. So people of God, for believers of Christ, one's anchor must be the firm witness of scripture grounded, faithful, and prayerful devotion. Yes, I will say this again because it needs to be said. People of God, for believers of Christ, one's spiritual anchor must be the firm witness of scriptures grounded in faithful and prayerful devotion. When trouble comes, as a believer of Christ, stay anchored in the Lord, in his word. Stay anchored because God is able to bring you out of whatever situation you may find yourself in. See, the Bible says in the book of Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So if you are a called out believer and you are drafted into the kingdom of God, if you abide in Christ, Christ abide in you. Here the word says, again in Psalms 34, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. You see, we can't trust in human beings. We can't trust in our own heart. We have to trust in the Lord, because that trust that we have in him, according to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So our trust has to be in God, in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit, because all three works as one. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, it says, but the Comforter, the Paraclete, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, where is your faith? Excuse me, what is your faith anchored in tonight? Reading the Word of God allows the Holy Spirit to bring to our remembrance exactly what we need to apply to our daily situation, our circumstances. Yes, reading the Word of God should be done on a daily basis. You should set a time as a time of devotion to get into God's word for yourself. Reading the word of God, pray first, then ask the Lord to give you revelation knowledge of his word in spirit and in truth. Then allow the Holy Spirit, which is the helper, to bring to your remembrance exactly what you need to apply to the daily situation or circumstances you find yourself in. By reading on the word of God, child of God, you'll never have to wonder or have to worry about what to do next. Because God desires for us to be blessed. If we allow him to, he'll lead us. He'll guide us. His word will be a lamp to our path. His word will stand. Because heaven and earth shall pass away. But God's word will abide forever and ever. You see, the word of God is alive. The word of God is quick, more powerful than any two-edged sword, cutting down to our heart and the marrows of our heart. Yes? The word of God is alive. It is like food that nourishes our soul. Our faith will activate the word of God. What have you put your faith in? And what is your faith anchored in? Because when trouble comes, we have to stay anchored in the Lord. We have to know the Lord for ourselves. You see, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. In the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer." Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." So believers of Christ, you need spiritual anchors, verses for your life, for when storms, trials hit. It's good to know the word, but we also have to be a doer of God's word. We have to study it to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Yes, God's word will stand. God looks for his word to perform it. You see, your go-to anchor scriptures are where you place your hope. Hope is as an anchor for your soul. In order for you to remain calm and yet hope, it is also the blueprint for faith to be able in your life. Yes, I'm going to repeat it. Hope in God. Hope is an anchor for your soul, a spiritual anchor for your soul. In order for you to remain calm and yet, faith is also the blueprint for faith to be able to work in your life. Here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence not seen. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, hope is the blueprint that faith works by. When trouble comes for a believer of Christ, let's stay focused and stay anchored in the Lord. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials or diverse temptation. You have need of patience." Hallelujah. Let patience have a perfect work, Sometimes we want to get in a hurry, but God is patient. He's a patient God. And he expects us to line up with his divine will for our lives. So when tribulations and trouble come, count it all joy. I know in the natural realm, it would seem as if it would be foolish. But in the supernatural realm, we don't lay it on our own understanding, but we lay it on the Lord. We give it over to him because he's able and willing to turn things in our favor. You see, God wants his children, those that claim that they are here. He wants us to be fearless and full of joy and peace, even in times of trouble. Yes, it's much easier to be said than done. That's why each and every day we must pray. We must see God's face. Have a little talk with him. Get out in our prayer closet and pray. Bible says, first to pray always. According to Luke 18, verse 1, because of the verse, it says men ought to always pray and don't faint. In other words, don't lose heart. Because God is able and willing. I remember the parable of the unjust judge and the widow woman. She kept coming and coming. And the unjust judge said he didn't fear God or no man. But because of the woman continuously coming, because she knew that he had the capability to help her. Sometimes we got to be determined. At times when situation seems unbearable, we have to be just like the widow woman that went to the unjust judge. We got to keep knocking. We got to keep praying. We got to keep confessing. We got to keep standing on God's word, not backing up like a crawfish looking for a hole in Louisiana. No, going forward of knowing that if God be for me, who or what can be against me? Even though the waters may rise, the winds may blow, God is still, he's still in charge. He still sits high and looks low. He still knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He's still an awesome God, all powerful. It is in his hand. Yes, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that is able and willing to meet our each and every need here this night and forevermore. I stop by tonight to give you a word of encouragement. When trouble comes, as a child of God, stay focused and stay anchored in the Lord. You see, the unchangeable promises of God is the anchor of our soul. The unchangeable promises of God is the spiritual anchor for our soul. See, the promises of God in him are yea and amen. Again, God wants us as his children to be filled with hope, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every day, being filled with a radiance, bright, strong hope in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, he's the trailblazer. He's the one that set the bar. He's the one that made a way out of no way. He became an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Placed all our sins upon his shoulders. He became the ultimate sacrifice by shedding his blood for the remission of our God is greatly glorified by hope. When we as children of God is filled with hope, God is glorified by that. Believers of Christ, only by faith and patience do we inherit what is promised. Only by faith and patience, child of God, do we inherit what has been promised to us by God. So people of God, the Christian life is presented to us as a marathon race. And we must keep running that race, staying in the lane that we were assigned. We must run the race all the way to the end. So brothers and sisters of Christ, when trouble comes, stay anchored, stay focused on the things of God. Stay anchored in the Lord and in His word and in His way. Believers of Christ, we have to remember that we have to keep running this race of faith. We can't quit in the middle of it. No, we can't. We can't turn to the right or to the left. We have to stay focused. Focus. Hallelujah. To run for a while we're here on this earth. And to never fall out of the race is really unacceptable. It really proves that you are not genuinely running the race of faith. See, Jesus, he's praying for us. He's sitting in the right hand of the Father, making intercession for followers of His. So let's be determined, diligent on what God has called us to do and what He has called us and equipped us to say. You see in the book of Luke, chapter 22, Jesus is speaking to Peter, and He said, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I pray for thee, that thy faith fails not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Again in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, Jesus is speaking to Peter. Peter was one that was quick to draw. Peter was one that was quick just to say anything. But when you have a Peter on your side, we can go to war. Because Peter's going to get in the trenches. He will be there with you. Bible says, if any two of us come to agreement, such an anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father in heaven. And Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, behold, the enemy of your soul, the devil, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. He said, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But look at the mercy of God. Look at Jesus. He said, but I pray for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, when thou art strengthened, when thou art converted, go and strengthen thy brother. When trouble comes, stay anchored in the Lord. Thank you.
the honor and praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. That's why I give this to no one else.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the man of God who takes away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we are talking. We thank God for all those that are listening tonight. We thank God for those that will be listening at a later date to this teaching. We just pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would just continuously once the segment is over with, that the Holy Spirit of God would bring back to your remembrance everything that was taught here tonight in line with God's will and His word. So again, hallelujah, believers of Christ, we are talking about when trouble comes, because trouble will come. Stay focused as a child of God. Stay focused and spiritually anchored in the Lord, because we are living in a time where we have to, for ourselves, know God. Know God because He is a good God. He is a mighty God. He is a God that sits high and looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So when trouble comes, stay focused and anchored in the Lord. You see, the battle for a believer, like Jesus prayed for Peter when he told him, Simon, Simon, Satan desired to shift you. Satan desired to have you and shift you as weak. But I pray for you that your faith fails not. And when thou art converted, in other words, when you change, when you come to Christ, you're going to strengthen the brethren. Hallelujah. The battle, again, is for your faith. And also, it is for your heart. So in order for you, as a child of God, to keep trusting, is to keep trusting and keep hoping in the things of God. This is what is going on in our lives right now. The devil, we have to realize that we do have a spiritual enemy, and he only want to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He want to have you and your destiny. So people of God, we must stay prayed up in His hour. That is why temptation are all around and all about. And this is what it is going on. It's also talking about any trials that we are going through. It's all about our faith, standing strong in faith. That is what Jesus Christ is praying for you and I, to stand strong in our faith. The certain hope of our future salvation is having a spiritual anchor to steady our soul while we wait on God in present storms in our lives. Our hope of future salvation is certain because God's purpose is unchangeable. Yes, God is not like man. Man changes like the weather. Sometimes sunny, sometimes stormy. But God is always the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Brothers and sisters of Christ, when trouble comes, stay anchored in the Lord. The purpose of the other's anchor is to hold your position wherever you are, regardless of the situation. It is for a means of support, security, and stability. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 19, it says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into within the veil. In these verses of scriptures, hope and movability uses a symbol of an anchor, a spiritual anchor, like an anchor holding the ship securely in the natural. You see, our anchor is in Christ, the one who guarantees our safety. For us as Christians, there's only one anchor, and that is Jesus. He is our rock. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. So believers of Christ, we can stay firmly attached to the anchor, our spiritual anchor, through prayer, fasting, meditation, Bible study, congregational fellowship, and faith. When trouble comes, child of God, stay focused, stay anchored in the Lord. Remember this, that an anchor chained in the natural has a minimum of 6 foot long in order to hold things in position, such as a small boat. But spiritually speaking, attached to the anchor chain on a spiritual basis, the very first link in that chain is prayer. For people of God, all of us know that we are to pray on a daily basis, because prayer is needed at this hour. Pray when things are going good, when things are going not so good. Just pray. Never cease from praying. How do we pray without ceasing? Prayer is really a wonderful opportunity for you and I as a believer of Christ in order to talk to our Creator, which is God. Child of God, think of prayer as a muscle. The more you pray, the stronger you get. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1, it says, we are urged, exhort, therefore, to make requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for everyone, even for kings and those in authority. So again, besides our families, our friends, and the congregations, and those on our prayer list, there's so many. We also must remember to pray for the leaders of the nations. Spiritually, the second link of our spiritual chain is fasting. People of God, the main purpose for fasting is to draw us near to God. Fasting, it pleases God, and it shows how sincere we are in seeking Him. The Bible says, "But to seek Him while He may be found. Seek Him early in the morning, during the noontime, and especially at night." Believers of Christ, you see, fasting draws us closer to God. It helps us to gain God's mind and perspective. People of God, believers of Christ, we should fast when we need to make major changes in our lives. You see, those times may include when we are in a heavy storm of trials and tribulation, or when we want to ask God to intervene in someone's person's life who may be struggling with a problem, or who is sincerely ill. What a blessing it is to know that when you have friends or family who love you so much that they are willing to fast for you and you for them. Those that are willing to go the second mile. Those that are willing to rally together, stand in the gap, pray for one another. So spiritually, the ankle chain, the third link, it represents meditation. So believers of Christ, in our busy lives and schedule, we should take the time out to meditate. Meditation is thinking seriously and carefully on a particular topic. It is a time of reflection. It also can help us to comprehend something important for us to focus on an area of need. Yes, when trouble comes, stay focused, anchored in the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Psalms, 119, verses 148, it says that my eyes stays open through the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. You see, God's promises for a believer of Christ are our sure anchor in life. So when trouble comes, focus in the Lord. Spiritually, the anchors change. Both length represent Bible study. Why would we not spend time each day in Bible study, in a time of devotion unto the Lord? Because it is the Word of God and the best instruction booklet available to us. Believers in Christ, God gives us true understanding as we pray and study His Word. Oftentimes, as we read the Word of God, He will show us where we need to make changes in our lives. And God will give us wisdom to deal with the trials that we are facing. We must be ready to listen and be willing to follow the instruction given to us by Him. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Spiritually speaking, the anchor spiritually represents the fifth link is represented by congregational fellowship. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, it stresses that we should stir up and good works among one another. Again, Hebrews 10, verse 24 and 25, it says, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Child of God, our God, realizes that it is very difficult to survive on a spiritual basis, spiritually on our own. We need the support of one another. And so this occurs through good Christian fellowship. You see, the church is the body of Christ. To recognize and appreciate the brethren for what they can contribute and think how they can contribute to their overall growth and strength of the body of Christ. Child of God, spiritually, the anchor, chain, the sixth link is faith. Faith is the belief that we have in God, as well as the assurance that we can approach Him. When we have faith, we know that our God will be with us through all of the storms of life. So the Bible says God has given to every man the measure of faith. God let us know that he is near. He is near us, especially when our circumstances are difficult and our prayers are urgent and our needs are great. In the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When trouble comes, stay focused, stay focused, stay anchored in the Lord. People of God, so often we meditate or we think about our problems and fear, or of course, we worry. However, we are told over and over again in the Word of God to fear not. This means that we need to replace our fear with faith, which will bring to us peace. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, the Lord our God is always with us and will give us the courage to go on, to go forward in what he has assigned us to do. With his help, is always, his help is always there and is given to us freely and to those who are anchored in him and who seek him. Seek him. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. You see, in our spiritual lives, brothers and sisters of Christ, it is the support that we give and the support we receive that keep us from being cut loose and drifting away from our spiritual anchor in life. So remember to always check spiritual anchor itself. Always check the chain, the line on a spiritual basis. Always set your anchor, child of God, yourself. Because when trouble comes, stay focused, stay anchored in the Lord. And then we can do, like what Psalms 34, verse 8 says, oh, come and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. But we just hope and pray that was something that we say tonight that really, really will give you something to consider. Something that will also help us to consider and to stand on. And the verse of scripture again in Ephesians 4, it let us know in verse 14 that we, as children of God, henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. There may be one or there may be some, excuse me, I need the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, I stop by through the teaching here tonight. We pray that that was something that was said that will encourage you to go on a little bit longer his name of God. Yes, Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for a church for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. The Bible says that not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, as I mentioned, it was not so what it told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, you can, if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That's where I am. You may be also. God bless you. God keep you. Is our prayer. And we say amen and amen. Good.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Great word, Apostle. We would just like to thank you for tuning in to hear the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evening. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends so that they may join us also every Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to discuss, people or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Remember that God is in control, and as long as you allow him to use you to do what he has purposed you to do, all will be well. We love you. God loves you. Have a great weekend. Hope to be you will be with us on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.